Please make welcome Dr. Bill Winston to the International Minister's Flaming Fire Conference. Dr. Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche and Dunamis Worldwide welcome you to the Glory Dome.
Give the Lord a praise to him. Let's lift up our hands. Father, we thank you for this great church and the anointed leadership that's here. Thank you, Lord, that you have given me the honor of speaking to this church. Now we pray that the words that I speak enlarge the borders of our tent, and that as this word comes forth, it'll come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and that signs, wonders, and miracles shall confirm the word preached. We thank you for it. We give you all the glory. Somebody shout amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Take your seats, please. Well, I was here last night, and we had a good time. I've got 35 minutes, and we're going to have another good time. Amen. I just want to say that we're living in the last of the last days. We're living in a time where God is actually going to insist that the body of Christ, that we not go down to this level of defeat and dysfunction as we've been doing in the past, but he's insisting that we come up to another level, that God is giving the grace for his people to come up to another level, that as we minister and as we are ministered to, he wants us to be able to him to supply our needs and our wants through the spiritual process. And this is all by faith. Now, I'm saying a spiritual process because I had to learn that. Right now, me and the devil had a fight of tussle, and I won. And I'm just saying you can win at the same time. Now, one of the things that I major in is growing up. I want you to read. I want somebody over here to be my reader for tonight. Just get up and come over here, get the microphone, and come on over the floor. Come on. All right? Come. You can come. All right? Come. And you have a microphone. They'll give you a microphone. And I want you to be my reader. We're going to have to go through this fairly quickly. Okay? And this is Romans. And looking at Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, and then verse 22. 18, 19, 22.
Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
The sons of God. The sons of God are God's mature offspring. These are people that have grown up in him. Look at Hebrews. And chapter 5 in verse 12 through 14. These are people that have grown up in God, the sons of God. We're not talking about babies. Read.
Hebrews 5, 12 to 14. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who are by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
This is not people who are just hearing the word. This is people who are hearing and doing the word. Now we've got a lot of people here. But how many are doing the word? I think that the body of Christ will be a lot further if everybody did the word of God and grew up in God. Look what it says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, I want you to read it first in the King James, then in the Amplified. Quickly read.
Okay, sir. Galatians 4:1, King James. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Amplified. Now, what I mean when I talk about children and their guardians is this. As long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, even though he is the future owner and master of all the estate.
We are supposed to be as sons of God. Now, women, don't get offended by this. When we say sons, we're talking about mature offspring, not gender. So, when we're talking about these sons of God, God's expecting his people to grow up. And that when we come into obstacles or something is happening in this world, we have to be the ones that answer to it. We have to be the ones to change it. Last night I had the same microphone problem. I thought they fixed this. Now, let's look at this. Look at Matthew chapter 16, please, and verse 19, and read that for me, please.
Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Look at the same verse in the CEV translation.
All right. CEV. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything you don't allow.
God will not allow anything you will not allow. Now, what he wants to do, he wants to prove to us that we do not have control over this earth. He wants to prove that. And he wants to make us think that he is in control. But God says, whatever you bind, I will bind. Whatever you loose, I was loosed. So the enemy continues to try to prove that he is boss in this earth. Let me tell you, he is under our feet. And in the name of Jesus, you can take authority over him anytime you want to. Now, if people look at the life of people like Job, well, Job used some wrong things. Job, the Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 3,
his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-axes and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
So here's Joseph, Job, the richest man in the East. Now, Satan assaulted him, and he got Job in a place where Job had gotten fearful. And it says that in chapter 3, that Job feared. That was a fear that came into his life. So when fear is there, faith is not. Now, look at Job chapter 6 and verse 24.
Job 6:24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
So Job figured out he was the one that was in error. God is never your problem. Say amen. He is never, no matter what it looks like, God is never your problem. Satan can get in ways that is hard for us to detect. Now, Satan used Job's wife, and he said to God, and we're going to read that in Job chapter 1, starting at verse 9. Job 1, verse 9.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he had on every side? thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Now, Job's wife looked at his condition, and we could see that in the Living Bible translation in chapter 2 and verse 12. She could see Job's condition, and look at what it says about Job. Go.
Job was so changed that they could scarcely recognize him. Wailing loudly in despair, they tore their robes and threw dust into the air and put earth on their heads to demonstrate their sorrow.
You couldn't even recognize Job. Satan has done such a job on him. And Satan has no power. We're living in a time now that Satan, back in those days, did have some authority. That when until Jesus came, we didn't have all authority. But now we have all authority. Now I'm saying as a church, we have to grow up and take authority. Now Satan is a bully, and he wants to give you something. Don't let Satan give you anything. Take it by faith. Now, look what he says here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, and in the King James translation, please. Matthew 11, 12.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
We take it by force. I don't care what it is, we take it. Now, you don't walk up to somebody with a gun and saying, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. What you do is you take it by faith. Here's a woman over in Mark 5. She had an issue of blood. And this issue of blood was going on for a number of years. She had gone to all these physicians and was nothing better, rather grew worse. But she heard about Jesus, and she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And touched Jesus' garment, and virtue flowed out of him. Now, Jesus is a healer, and he will heal anything. Now, what I'm saying is this. A lot of us today have social media. And social media has really taken off. It seems like it's some number one. If social media said it, it must be true. That is not true. We've got to go back to the Bible. We've got to go back to the book and open the book. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 18, let's look and see what it says.
Mark 16:18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Who shall recover? The sick. I don't care what you've got. You can lay hands. I didn't say go get a penicillin shot. I didn't say anything about that. I know that's what we do, but we've done it because of unbelief. We got to come back to the Bible, back to the place where we can lay hands on the sick. The Bible says, if I have a need, I can sow a seed. And I've had a need before, and I've had to sow a seed. Now, a lot of people don't believe that. They believe I can go up and borrow some money. I don't borrow money. The Bible says I'm the lender. And that's what I'm going to be, and that's what you're going to be. Lending is your portion. And God wants you to believe this Bible and get to the place where you're going to be the lender. I decree this time, next year, you will be the lender. I said, I decree this time, next year, you will be the lender. The banks will come to you. It's time for the church to be the church. It's not only this earth down here that we see, that we operate in, and that we are supposed to keep some kind of order, but also this earth is ours. We own this earth, glory to God. A lot of people don't want to go that far and say, wait a minute, I don't know whether you own it or not. Look at Romans, Romans chapter 4, please, and starting here at verse 12. Romans chapter 4 and starting at verse 12. Ready?
Romans 4:12. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised.
Next verse.
For the promise that he should be the heir of the world.
That he should be the what?
The heir of the world.
The heir. What is an heir? What is an heir? It's somebody that inherits something. It's somebody that owns something. A friend of mine was in India. He went out one time and looked at his property, and people were having a party on it. He said, why are you having a party on my land? They said, this is not your land. He said, whose land is it? And they showed him the title deed. They had the land. Now, he didn't sell the land. It was crooked. It was the devil. It was a system that is designed to take all you got and leave you with nothing. And not only that, oppress your thinking so that you think that you can't get it back. He said, wait a minute, that's my land. So he went down to the place where the land deed carries the land deed and found out that that was a system, that this man sold them another deed to his property that wasn't even his. And what did he have to do? He had to fight the system to get it back. It took 1.5 years to get his land back. I'm telling you right now, whatever deed is out there is not the deed. That you have the title deed, and the title deed is faith. I want you to take Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11:1, and look at it in the Amplified Translation, please. Listen. Wait a minute. Is you quiet in this place? Yes, sir. You are owners. Amen. I don't care what time of night is.
Amen.
You are owners.
Amen.
You own something.
Amen.
You own some land.
Amen.
You own some factories.
Hallelujah.
You own some property.
Yes. Amen.
You own some manufacturing company.
Amen.
You own some things.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God wants to transfer them into your hands. We are in the time of the transfer.
Hallelujah.
We are in the time that whatever is inherited for us, we got to go get it.
Amen.
It has been in the wrong hands long enough. Now, you can't get it without faith. I want you to read that. That's Hebrews chapter 1 and verse, in the Amplified Translation, chapter 11, verse 1. Chapter 11, verse 1.
All right.
Ready? Read.
Thank you. Now, faith is the assurance, title deed.
The what?
Title deed.
Faith is the what?
The assurance, the title deed.
And the title deed. Faith is the title deed. I said faith is the title deed.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, it's time to take some things. See, I needed an airplane, but the devil kept telling me that you cannot afford an airplane, that an airplane's going to cost money every month. You've got to put it in the hangar. You've got to do maintenance. And folks, to just buy a tank of gas costs thousands of dollars, $30,000, $40,000 just to fill the tank up. And most of you are saying, that's too much for me. It is not too much for the sons of God. When you are a son of God, you'll say, that's my airplane. I want that one right there. You pick up, that airplane came off the factory floor for you. It had your name on it when it came off. Don't leave it in the devil's hand. Don't leave it in the world's hand. Take what you need. You need some transportation. go out there and get it. Make sure that you pick the one that you want. Don't pick the one that's left. Pick the one that you want. Don't pick the one they're trying to give you. Pick the one that you want. Don't pick the house they're trying to give you. Pick the house that you want. I'm talking about the one with 7 bedrooms. I'm talking about pick something out. I'm here to tell you, let's start moving forward. Let's take back what the devil has stolen. You just take it by faith. You don't know how God's going to transfer it. One time we were looking for houses. This is when my wife and I first got married 40 years ago. And as we're looking for houses, we got done looking for them. We came back to our apartment. I said, "Baby, which one did you like?" She said, "You mean which one can we afford?" I said, "I didn't ask you that. God told me to ask you, which one do you like? Pick out the one you like." And so what happened is I said, "Come on." I said, "Let's get down and pray." We got down and start praying. Soon as we start praying, God said, "Get up, get your wife, go over to that place and point at the house and tell it to sell to you now in Jesus' name." And we got up that night, late at night, big neighborhood, exclusive houses. We went over there, pointed at that house and say, "House, I'm talking to you. Now, I told you last night to put your bills on the table. If you got any bills at all, you've got a right for being paid off. Jesus paid the price for all of that. And so take those bills. Say, 'Bills, I'm talking to you. Listen to me. In Jesus' name, be paid off. House, I'm talking to you. In the name of Jesus, I command you to sell to us. In Jesus' name." And then we put our hand back in our pocket and went home. And things start happening. All of a sudden at the job, my boss said, "Hey, Bill, we got a contest for the managers." I said, "You do?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What did we get?" He said, $20,000. I said, "Oh, that's good." He said, "I got news for you. You just won." You see, money start coming from everywhere. Why? Because angels are now on the make. Angels go forth. When you open your mouth and speak faith, angels take over. And they will do things you never thought they would do. Now, don't get your mind involved. Because your spirit says, and when your mind says, "That's impossible," your spirit says, "That's my job." I'm telling you, when your mind says that won't work, your spirit says, "Come on, that's my job." When your mind says it's not going to happen, your spirit says,
"That's my job."
I'm telling you, that's my job. Your spirit can do things that your mind never thought. So what am I talking about now? I'm talking about Peter's catch. Peter fished all night, caught nothing. And then he said this. Jesus came, sat down, taught, and then he said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drop." And Peter said, "I've fished all night. I've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll launch out." And when he launched out, he caught a boat sinking, net breaking, load of fish. Come on now. Let me tell you something. When God says, "Lay hands on the sick," don't ask your mind whether anything's going to happen. It doesn't work like that. This is separate from this up here. This doesn't get the memo till later on. So I want you to know, if I can't get anything else across to you, this is what I want. Don't live anymore below your privileges. I'm saying start pointing at stuff. Speak to trees. Speak to disease. Speak to debt. Speak to divorce. Speak to all those things and watch them obey you. Say amen to that. I know you think you know everything, but I'm gonna give you a word. If you knew everything, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in. You'd have plenty of money. You can come in here and pay for this whole conference. That's one person. And God has given you the ability to do that. You know, one time I came to Africa in my airplane. Here's what somebody said. Oh, Pastor, you can have that airplane because you're from America. I said, what? I said, God's not from America. God is the same God in Africa as it is in America. You follow what I'm saying? Don't look at the person. Look at Acts. Acts chapter, where's my reader? Amen. Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. Acts 10:34. Look at that.
Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
God is what?
No respecter of persons.
Is no respecter of persons. Keep going.
Okay. But in every nation.
But in every what?
Every nation.
Every nation. Keep going.
He that feareth him.
He that fears God.
And walketh righteousness.
And worketh righteousness.
Is accepted with
him. Is accepted in him. Has the Hallelujah. Same access to his blessing. I'm saying to you right now, if God will bless Bill Winston, he will bless you.
Amen.
I said, if God will bless Sister Veronica Winston, he will bless you.
Amen.
It's time for us now to not leave these blessings in the wrong hands. I declare, by this time next year, you are going to be totally out of debt.
Amen.
You will have $100,000 in the bank.
Amen.
And also, you will have all good things happening to you.
Amen.
Now, if you are ready for that, give the Lord a shout. When the prodigal son came home, the father said, get the best robe and put it on him. He didn't say, get the one on sale. He said, get the best robe. You require the best.
Hallelujah.
God, because of you coming to this conference, something has happened to you.
Amen.
Miracles will start.
Amen.
Amen.
It's anointing is over here. I said it's over here. This is your year. You will not leave this year without your stuff.
Amen.
And whoever's got your stuff, it's going to be like when God came to Abimelech in Genesis chapter 20 and verse 3, he said, you are but a dead man because you've got another man's wife. So from now on, start believing the blessing.
Amen.
Say, the blessing of the Lord is on my life. And giving me more and more.
He's giving me more and more.
Every day.
Every day.
As he was with Abraham.
As it was with Abraham.
As he was with Isaac.
As it was with Isaac.
He is with me.
He is with me.
Things are coming to me.
Things are coming to me.
Houses are coming to me.
Houses are coming to me.
Land is coming to me.
Lands are coming to me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now shout about it and thank God.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is not hard, folks. You just have to stay in faith and believe it. And don't try to feel anything. With the heart, man believes. That doesn't mean with your blood pump. It means with your spirit. And you're going to believe right now from this day forward. The man of God said that the blessing is taking over in your life.
Amen.
Now, I saw where Jacob had the blessing, but he was working for a trickster named Laban. And as he worked for Laban, Laban was keeping all the goods. Jacob had all the blessing, and Laban keeping all the goods. And in Genesis chapter 31, verse 41, 20 years he worked for Laban and got nothing. Well, he woke up. Now, I want you to read something. Where's my reader? I want you to read Genesis chapter 30 and verse 28 through 33. Genesis chapter 30, verse 28 through 33. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joseph had come into the kingdom, but he was still living in the world system. And that's a lot of Christians now. But that's not going to happen anymore.
Amen.
You are in the kingdom, and you're going to live by the kingdom system.
Hallelujah.
Keep reading.
Okay, sir. Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hair. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come.
See, every one of you have potential. And you're not, a person is not poor because they don't have any money. They're not poor because they don't make enough money. They're poor because of the absence of self-production. You see, if you've been born again, you've got the kingdom inside of you. Now, that kingdom is designed to produce for you. Now, what God is saying to me to tell you that he's no longer coming down to our place of circumstance-dominated life, but he wants us to come up to his circumstance-dominating life. From now on, call yourself a dominator. That with the blessing of the Lord, you're going out and increase more and more you and your children.
Amen.
So what did Jacob do? Jacob turned down the offer for a new raise. You see, the raise is connected a lot of times to the system. And as you take the raise, you take that little 2% or 3% or 4%, which can't do anything anyway. So what you do is don't take the raise. I mean, let me clarify that. When God says, wait a minute, you are going to live by my system. My God shall supply all your need. I found that out at IBM. I started hitting it real big, making a lot of money at IBM. And God said, come out of IBM. I want you to preach. I said, want me to preach? I said, wait a minute, Lord. I said, I'm making a lot of money now, and I'm moving up in the company. He said, I don't want you to move up in the company. You come out, I want you to preach. Well, I'm leaving a lot of money. But this is the verse that he gave me. A guy named Jerry Savelle taught this verse. Now, this is in Mark chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. Mark chapter 10. 29 and 30. Go.
Okay. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time.
Wait a minute. Shall receive a hundredfold when?
Now. In this time.
In this time. Houses, come on.
Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life.
You see, God is going to take care of you. He is saying, wait a minute, I don't mind you working at the company, But don't look at the company as your source, because I am your source. And when God takes care of you, He knows how to do it. I left that job, and all of a sudden they offered me, Bill Winston, we'd like to keep you in IBM, and we're going to pay you your full salary as you help coordinate the community with IBM. I said, wow, that sounds like God. I went home that night, and we prayed about it, my wife and I, and God said, don't take it. I said, why not, God? He said, let no man say he made Bill Winston rich, but Almighty God. My folks, let me tell you, this is your conference. This conference is a turning point in your life. This is the one you've been waiting for.
Amen.
Come on. You are here tonight at what time of night? It's about 2:42, almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're sitting up in this place praising God. That's why God's going to do something for you that
Amen.
Has never been done ever before. So
Amen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. God is about to do something. Now,
Amen.
Let me show you one more verse, and I'll be done. I want you to look at Mark chapter 12. Look at verse 33. Mark chapter 12 and verse 33. This has to do with sowing and reaping. Glory to God. Woo! Matthew chapter 12. And verse 33. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33.
Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit.
Call it. Luke chapter 12 and verse 33. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Luke 12:33. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth.
Okay, I'm going to have him to read it slow. You are in the kingdom.
Amen.
The kingdom is in you.
Amen.
Now, based on that, he's telling you how to never go broke another day in your life. Here's what he says. I want you to read that same verse in the Message translation. The Message translation.
Be generous. Give to the poor. Get yourselves a bank that can't go bankrupt.
Wait. Get yourselves a bank.
A bank.
That cannot go bankrupt. Look at the bank. He describes it.
Okay. A bank in heaven, far from bank robbers, saved from embezzlers.
A bank where? In heaven.
In heavens.
He's not talking about up there.
Yes.
He's talking about on another level. He's talking about in the invisible. That bank is in you.
Yes. Wow.
When you get the kingdom, you get your own bank.
Wow.
And that bank That's is cool. in you. And when you do so, a deposit is made in that bank.
Mm.
And then at the appropriate time when you need it, you can make a withdrawal.
Wow.
Now let's read it based on that. Come on now, we got to do what? We got to grow up. He said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place
to
lay his head. Now, you know Jesus was not talking about
head.
He was talking about the head, meaning the Jesus. Oh, it's a God. I'm trying to bring this stuff down and you can't do it. Figure it out for yourself. Read the scripture. Read the scripture again. Read the same scripture again, please.
Okay, same scripture. Matthew?
No, no. Bank. They can't go bankrupt. Listen, this is the best thing I've ever told you in my life.
Yes, sir.
You will never be broke another day in
your life. Amen.
You listen to this. See, some of you are depending on other people. You don't have to depend on nobody. God has made you a bank.
Amen.
You got something in you that nobody else has.
Amen.
Nobody can break into your bank and take your money but you. And you can withdraw it whenever you want to. Tonight, I'm sowing to the man of God. I got a check for $1,000. I'm sowing it to the man of God. I am not giving it to him. I'm making a deposit in my own bank. And I expect to withdraw some 30, come on, some 60,
amen,
some 100 fold.
Amen.
Folks, you got money in you that you don't know about. I'm here to tell you, you've been making deposits. Now it's time to make a withdrawal. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Read the scripture again.
Okay.
And then I'm going home.
All right, sir. Be generous. Give to the poor. Get yourself a bank that can't go bankrupt. A bank in heaven, far from bank robbers, safe from embezzlers. A bank you can bank on.
Lord, have mercy. The devil can't steal it. When Jesus, they said, does your master pay taxes? Jesus said, yes. What did he say, Simon? Simon said, yes. And he came in. He said, what did they say, Simon? They want to know, do you pay taxes? Tell them yes. And so what did he do with that? He said, Simon, go fishing. The first fish that you pull up, look at his mouth. You'll find a piece of money. Pay it for taxes for you and me. Notice, Jesus didn't have to carry around all his money in the visible world. He put it in the spiritual world and turned it into money when he needed it.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, everybody in here, if I were to start making withdrawals out of your heavenly account in here, there would be billions of dollars coming into the body of Christ. It's time for us to get a revelation. You are not a child anymore. You are a grown-up. You are a son of God, and God wants you to act like him. Now, I'm telling you, and I want to leave this with you right now. God said, I'm telling you what I hear. I'm hearing, glory to God. This, Lord, have mercy. Don't try to take everybody with you. Just God called Abraham alone and blessed him. Now, get your revelation. Study the Bible yourself. Get these truths. See, the devil thought he was going to break me. But he didn't break me. I even started a bank myself. Because I'm banking on heaven. Lord have mercy. My money is coming from in here, not outside there. So no thief can steal it. No moth can corrupt it. So when I need something, I ask for it. I place a demand on this money. This is what I say. I say, Father, I need some money. He said, Son, let's grow up. You get it yourself. So I came. I said, all right. He said, how much do you need? I said, I need $2 million. He said, all right. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to draw it out of my bank. Now, he gave me these steps. Decide what you need. Step number one. Step number two is claim it. That's Mark 11 and 24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Next, bind the devil and loose angels. Somebody say angels.
Angels.
You've got to loose angels. Angels help you in this world. I read you last night, how shall they escape if they neglect so great salvation? You can't neglect angels. They're in here right now. I know they're in here because they love me. They like my preaching. So angels are in here. Bind the devil, loose angels, and then start praising God. Now, when you start praising God, angels go to work. The same thing happened that night when Paul and Silas were in jail. And when they were in jail, here's what happened. At midnight, Paul and Silas started praying and gave praise to God. And when they start doing that, the jail shook. I'm telling you, angels are with you right now. They're with you right now because they're going to rescue you from anything you have been going through. Folks, I didn't come to get money. I came to give money. And that's the same way you should be. You should be so loaded until you don't need to get. You need to give. Your bank is running over right now, and God's saying, grow up and start giving it away. And when you do that, it'll start multiplying and multiplying. Woo!
Hallelujah.
100,000 multimillionaires. Glory to God. Amen. Boy, that's good, isn't it? So what I'm saying, I got to leave this with you. Grow up. It's time to grow up. It's time for the babies to become sons. God says, let's grow up now. I'm not coming down anymore to all this trouble that you're having on that level. Come on up to my dominating level, that you are going to dominate from now on. Say this with me. I am what the Bible says I am.
What the Bible says I am.
I can do. What the Bible says I can do.
What the Bible says I can do.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Which strengtheneth me.
That strengthens me.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I will remember this night.
I'll remember this night.
Because this night. Was a turnaround in my
was
life.
Was my turnaround in my life.
And I believe. That turnaround is happening in me right
that
now.
That turnaround is happening right now.
It's happening in my finances.
It's happening in
it's
my finances.
It's happening in my family.
It's happening in
it's
my
family. It's happening in my business.
It's happening in my business.
From this day. I'll never have another lack.
I'll never have another
I
lack.
Am the head.
I am the head.
I am not the tail.
I'm not the tail.
I am the lender.
I'm the lender.
I'm never the borrower.
I'm never the borrower.
And Jesus is going to work for me.
He's going to work for me.
And help me. To get a revelation.
To get a revelation.
Of how to bring it into my life.
How to bring it into my life.
This is a new day.
It's a new day.
And I am not going to leave my portion on the table.
I'm not going to leave my portion on the table.
Wealth and riches are in my house.
Wealth and riches are in my house.
I decree it.
I decree.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I'm going to give God a shout about
it. Give God a shout
about it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Now let me say something. I appreciate you all in receiving me. I'm preaching what I'm talking about. If I tell you that you can start out with nothing, put the picture up there, Lake and Pulaski. If I tell you you can start out with nothing and have nothing, and then when you learn these principles, you can have everything, put the small picture up there. You can have everything. Debt free. I can show you land, houses. I can show you airplanes. I'm telling you, folks, there's no limit of what God won't do for one of his children. So I want you to say right now, you're not using it for all yourself. You're going to help somebody who can't help themselves. And that's what you're getting too much to do. So this is your day. I said, this is your day. No. If this is your day, this is the day of the turnaround. Now watch me. Don't do anything. Wait. on the count of three, I want you to turn around. And when you turn around, it's going to start right then. One, two, three. It's time for your turnaround. Get your money right now and give God the praise for all of it in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Be upstanding, everybody, where you are. We are not just going to hear the word and not do something.